It's time now for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the games we all love. Now, here's Will Hampton.
It is High School Football Championship Week. Good evening. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton, proud to be your host here on Catholic Radio Indy. And, you know, if you want to help us, if you want to underwrite this show, you can still do that. Will at CatholicRadioIndy.org. And remember, that's Will with one L, W-I-L, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Yeah, High School Football Championship Week. It's always interesting to me how they work this weekend. You've got the family holiday. And if you're still playing, and there's 12 teams still playing, there's six classes, two teams in each of the high school football draw. And, you know, of course, it's business as usual for them. They've got to practice. They've got to play. And the games are Friday and Saturday at Lucas Oil Stadium. As far as the teams we've kind of been watching this year, Cecina and Cathedral got all the way to the semi-state, but both have been bounced. Great run to the semi-state round for Cecina and Cathedral. Congratulations to those coaches and those kids who made it all the way there, but they are done. And so, of all the teams we've been kind of tracking this season, there's one of them left. 3A championship game, your Brebeuf Jesuit Braves. So congratulations to those guys. They are in the championship game. They shut out Mishawaka Marion in the semi-state round, and now they take on Evansville Memorial for the state title. That game is Friday at 3:30 at Lucas Oil Stadium. And now Coach Mick Ressler of the Brebeuf Braves joins us here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Well, Coach, we talked at this time last week, and I could kind of feel it and hear it in your voice. You felt confident. You felt good about your team. And now you get one more game. You get to play Thanksgiving weekend. How cool is that?
Well, there's really nothing better than that. We've talked about playing until all the leaves are off the trees and being able to have a special Thanksgiving morning practice and all the other special things that come along with this week. It's really fantastic experience, and I'm just glad this group gets to enjoy all of it.
Well, and, you know, some people maybe from the outside looking in say, wow, what a thing to have to do in the middle of a big family holiday. You have Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then you play a football game on Friday. But it's like we said, it's business as normal for you guys. You have to focus on the biggest game of the year. But how do you try to, you know, as we talked about last week, you know, faith and family and trying to keep all of that together, how does all that work together this week?
Well, you know, you try to keep things as normal as possible, but yet you've got so many different things, people wanting tickets that you haven't seen or heard from in a while, and you've got different requests of people wanting to know. You know, they're just excited about it, so you've got to take everything graciously, and I talked to the boys last night about turning their cell phones off when they get ready to go to bed so they're not interrupted. Their sleep is so important, hydration and all that. And, you know, we talk about being a professional all the time. Take time to really thank the people that are congratulating you and are kind of jumping on and becoming fans. I mean, it's a great thing, you know, and people want to be a part of a winning thing. And, it's really no time to be selfish or ignorant in your ego, and you just want to be locked in and be able to departmentize as much as you can, so when the game does come around, you're focused on the job at hand.
Coach Mick Ressler, head coach of the Brebeuf Braves. His Braves take on Evansville Memorial this Friday afternoon. Evansville, of course, they're a good football team. They wouldn't still be standing there like you guys are. But they average 37 points a game, where you guys only give up about 14 or 15 a game. So is it a classic? A team that really likes to throw up the points against a team like yours that really, really locks down on defense? Is it a classic offense against defense duel?
It is, and of course in a big game like this, it's a battle of will and emotion. Their team seems to be just as battle-tested as ours is right now, and they only had one loss on the season against a very good Evansville Central team. So, I'm sure that they're going to come in and do some things very well, and we got to be able to just weather the storm and bend and not break and make sure that we capitalize on any momentum changers like penalties or turnovers, and make sure that we use them to our advantage. And in the very least, we need to change the field position so they have a long amount of real estate to cover. But, you know, when you look at a game like this, you want the kids to be excited, but at the same time, the first couple of scores really don't end up making the difference in the end. You've got to play all four quarters. And, you know, I think our kids are geared towards that. They never give up, and hopefully we have a, you know, I would like to see a decisive win, but I have a feeling deep in my heart it's going to be very close.
Yeah, a lot of times they are in these championship games.
Absolutely.
Hey, now this is your fifth year. In your first year, back in, 2013, you were in the same situation. You got to the championship game. What did you learn that week and then that you can apply to this time?
Well, I kind of went ahead in 13 and only told the players and coaches what they needed to know when it was time to know it. And I don't think that worked out too well because there was a lot of unanswered questions. My mindset was, you know, let's focus on the present. Well, you know, and since then I've rethought that, and I think it's best that we disclose everything that we can to the parents and to the kids so there are no questions or feelings of anxiety, worrying about things that in my mind really don't matter. But in these kids' minds, they're really worried about it. And so we talked about things yesterday, and I've emailed the parents several notes about the game, and just so that we're all have a sense of comfort and kind of been there, done that type of thing, rather than first time anxiety that comes with not knowing.
I always wondered, one final question, when you guys have a big game on a Friday right after Thanksgiving, what do you do on Thursday? Do you let them eat, or do they have to wait till Friday night? How do they handle the Turkey Day feast on Thursday?
Yeah, we have a pretty good strength coach, Joe Klim. He does a real nice job with educating the young men on what they should and shouldn't eat before the games. And, you know, we're going to have pasta, kind of a lunch after our practice down in Lucas Oil tomorrow. So we'll get the carbs in, and we'll talk to them about what to stay away from and what's okay to eat. You know, you don't want them loading up late in the evening. You want them to continue to drink the water. It's going to be humid in there. And we even had some kids cramp up a couple of weeks ago and kind of some frigid weather. So they understand the significance of what we tell them and how to prepare their bodies for the contest.
Yeah, they got a lot of Thanksgivings in their life ahead of them.
Absolutely.
Maybe only one
Absolutely.
More state championship, right?
Right, yeah, right. They can eat all they want after.
All right. Mick Ressler, thank you very much. His Brebeuf Braves take on Evans Memorial Friday, 3:30 at Lucas Oil Stadium. Thank you, Coach, and good luck.
Thank you, Will. Take care.
Now turning our attention to college football. How about Notre Dame? They're back on track. After that tough loss down at Miami, they got a win. They beat Navy, and they take on number 20, Stanford. This game will be Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The Colts get back to work this week after a week off. They didn't lose. Hey, that's a good news. I don't know why people do that. They come up to me and say, well, the Colts won't lose this Sunday. Well, they didn't play. But anyway, they do get back to work. This Sunday, they host the Tennessee Titans, that game at Lucas Oil Stadium, Sunday at 1 o'clock. So you think about a busy weekend of football in the city of Indianapolis, all the high school stuff that we talked about happening both Friday and Saturday, and then the Colts are home Sunday at 1 o'clock. This past week, I got a great treat to spend a day at the NCYC, the National Catholic Youth Conference at Lucas Oil Stadium. I was at the Catholic Athletes for Christ. There you go. I was at their booth, and I got a chance to talk to Dan Duddy. We'll hear from him in just a bit. But first, here's a guy that's an interesting fellow. His name is Father Tom Barcelona. He is from New Jersey, but he's the team chaplain of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's in his 13th year in the role as team chaplain with the Eagles. He's with the team, and he says it's fun to be part of a winner.
I guess 13 years ago.
Yeah.
The call to be a chaplain is, we have mass for every home game. We go into the playoffs, we travel with them. We have Mass at that point, and then hopefully make it to the Super Bowl, possibly, this year of 2017. Looking good, we'll travel to the Super Bowl. But also dealing with issues of maybe marriage preparation, the loss of a spouse, loss of a parent, all different areas were called in, some sense of counseling for them in different ways. And, you know, it's a big change from some going playing college ball, walking in and signing multi-million dollar contracts. You know, their life's in an uproar, a turnabout. And sometimes, just that focus, they need to keep that focus on them in that particular way.
Father Tom, great guy, does a lot of work with the CAC. He's here in Indianapolis. Well, he was there for the NCYC, but he'll be back every year. He's back for the NFL Combine, and he worked closely with Ray McKenna on a mass that they put together for the NFL Combine. Now, as for the Eagles, I asked him about how many Catholics are there with the Philadelphia Eagles.
There's about 10 to 12 players that are Catholic. Multiple coaches are Catholic too as well. And can run from somewhere of 6 or 8 at Mass to maybe 30 at Mass at different times, different day, different weekends of the year. Mass is set in for the Eagles. It was set at the Nova Center. Now it's set at the Marriott in the airport. And what happens is the night before the game, the players need to be in by 6. Check into the hotel by 6. Mass is at 6:30. Then there's a little bit of a dinner afterwards, and we all share food together. And then there's individual individual meetings, and then lights out, and it's a curfew until the following morning. And then they return to their Nova Center.
You must be saying some extra special Hail Marys or something this year, because this team is on fire.
No, nothing different. I haven't been down for the last 12 years. I think they just came together as a team too, as well. I think Doug Peterson is a good leader. I think Doug's a good person in leading, and I think that's what you see. It's a young team, and I think Wentz is a true leader in that many ways. And as a Catholic, but as a Christian, he's very God-centered. So I think that's very good, and I think he's leading in the right way too as well.
We're talking with Father Tom Barcelona. He's the team chaplain for the Philadelphia Eagles, but he's heavily involved in the CAC. And, you know, this year has been a lot of controversy surrounding the NFL. A lot of fans have pulled away and said they just don't want to watch it anymore because of all the controversy. You know the story with the NFL players, so many of them taking a knee. So I asked Father Tom about that, and he says, really, within the Eagles organization and in his role as the team chaplain, there really wasn't that much conversation about it.
Yeah, I didn't really deal with it, you know. In our Mass, I brought up different things. You know, sometimes respect comes in different ways, too, as well. You know, there's many shirts and many items out there saying, you know, we stand for the national anthem, we kneel for the cross. And each individual is the respect that they will show towards one another as well. And I just really, that sidestepped the question, but really never really got into a debate over it as well.
Ray McKenna and I have talked a lot about the history of the NFL and how it connects to Catholicism. I mean, the league founders, many of them were Catholics, and there's a real root of Catholicism in this league, isn't there?
Yes. But some of the owners, Pittsburgh just lost their owner.
Yeah.
Most of the owners were self-made millionaires that were Catholic background, and I think it's changing now. I mean, they're becoming more corporate and everything else in different ways. But I mean, it's something that Lori is Jewish, but he embraces the Mass and the Bible study there for the team, which I think is very good too as well.
Thank you, Father Tom Barcelona. Great guy. I love his voice. He's just from New Jersey. But he's just a really good guy who does a lot of work. And I look forward to seeing him again in February. Later than that now for the NFL Combine. We're going to take a break. We're really kind of about halfway through this week's edition of the Catholic Sports Weekly. When we come back, as always, it's a special treat to talk with Dan Duddy. He also was at the NCYC, and he's so impressed with our faith and the future of our faith when he looks at these kids that were here. 25,000 strong at Lucas Oil Stadium at the NCYC. We're taking a break. We're right back after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Remember when you bought that boat, RV, or motorcycle? You thought you were going to use it every weekend, and maybe you did for a while. But now, well, it seems like you don't use it very often, and it's always needing some kind of repair. Plus, you have to pay to insure it, store it, and license it even when you're not using it, which is most of the time. If you've thought about parting company with your boat, RV, or motorcycle, you can donate it to Catholic Radio, whether it runs or not, even if it has to be towed. It's easy to do, and you'll really be helping keep us on the air. We'll sell it or salvage it, and the money will help us to stay on the air. To donate a boat, RV, or motorcycle, visit our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and click on the Donate Your Vehicle button, or call 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. And, you know, this last week, if you got a chance to get downtown at all, it was really neat. It was neat to see all those kids, all those leaders, and the priests. If you walked into the Reconciliation Ballroom, I think they called it, there were like 500 priests all saying confessions at the same time. It was remarkable. Really proud to be a Catholic. Really, really proud to be a Catholic when you're walking around downtown with all those kids. And I had the opportunity to kind of spend some time at the Catholic Athletes for Christ booth. They had a little interactive, kind of a mini NFL combine going on. Kids were coming up from all around the nation doing the vertical jump. We had one kid jump 37 inches, and we had the agility drill and then a long jump. And it was all going on to promote really the CAC and how it can connect to high schools around the nation. And a guy who does a lot with them, of course, is Dan Duddy. He's been on this show a couple of times, really, and he's a great man who had a really tragic story when he lost his son in a car accident. But he's taken that and he's moved forward, and he uses it as a talk about forgiveness. And speaking of, he had another tragedy. He lost his mother-in-law, and I want to say some prayers for Jacqueline, Dan Duddy's mother-in-law. Please join me in prayer for her. And then, of course, I got a chance to talk to Dan. And this is a man who, in the middle of 25,000 high school students, can give us a perspective about how his faith, to me, is an inspiration.
Here with Dan Duddy, Catholic Athletes for Christ. You were a guest once before on our show here at Catholic Sports Weekly. But here you are in the middle of 25,000 youth Catholics. How cool is that?
It's awesome. It kind of reminds me of home. You know, I have 8 kids, so it's I love the sound. I love the vibe and the energy. And, you know, this is the energy that we need to tap into to really fortify our church. And these are the leaders. These are the future leaders of our church. And it's so inspiring to see all these kids that are stepping up for the church, capital T, capital C, and so boldly witnessing for us. And they're going to go back and pollinate their schools. They're from all over the nation. It's extremely inspiring for me.
Now, your role with Catholic Athletes for Christ is to really spread the good news of the CAC. Mm-hmm. What are you doing specifically this weekend in Indianapolis?
Well, first of all, we're getting great exposure. We're letting our nation know that we are here. We're letting them know that our chapter program is so, so easy to do. We go back to the schools. It unifies all of the Catholics, as we call them, which immediately injects Catholic identity into the school. And in our public schools as well. It unifies them. We give them Catholics sessions. Typically, a school will put out a session to their Catholics group, whether in season or out, boys and girls. every 2 weeks. Only takes about 30 minutes. The session ends up with a resolution to action where they take the gospel theme of the lesson and put it to life on the playing fields. But, you know, it's what the Holy Spirit does with that group that blindsides us in a very positive way. Community service projects comes from that energy. Sanctity of life devotion has come from it. We, in my own school, we have Mass every day now because of our Catholics' energy. You know, say, hey, Coach, you know, if we're going to talk about the Eucharist the way we're talking about it today in this Catholic session, why are we not receiving the Eucharist every day then in our school? And it turned into daily Mass. So it's our Catholics are really becoming energized. They're becoming leaders. They're becoming bold. And they're actually evangelizing their own families. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned to you once before, Will, about a young man who woke up his family after one of our Catholic sessions and said, we're going to Mass. We're not missing Mass anymore. And the dad said, you know, a 16-year-old son who was the man of the house at that moment woke this family up, Coach, and got us all back to Mass.
Now, you coached football for, what, 40 years, something like that, and you don't look old enough to have coached for 40 years. But you, you've seen athletes. They are natural leaders, are they? So they're natural for the church to tap into this group.
Amen, absolutely, and that's the crux of the CAC. And our athletes are the vibe of our schools, and that could be a bad thing. You know, you could have a group of young men or young ladies who just are not operating right, and it brings the whole school down. Conversely, when you bring the gospel to them and you bring Christianity and teach them how to be Christ-like 24/7, the whole building goes up, you know, in a beautiful manner, and the adults go with it. You know, our kids are evangelizing adults through the CAC. They're inspiring our adults to step up to the plate. It gives us hope. It gives us hope, and hope is a beautiful virtue.
We've talked before, and I've talked to Ray McKenna, who's the president of the CAC, about Catholics, especially Catholic men. We struggle with evangelization. A lot of the Protestant Christian faiths love them, love what they're trying to do, but for some reason they're better at it than we are.
Amen. Yeah.
Why and how do we fix that?
Well, you know, I totally agree, and we've talked about this quite a bit in other organizations that I'm involved in. As Catholic men, you know, we kind of, you know, we'll take our shirt off and chop wood and, you know, show our muscles, but we don't talk. You know, we don't get outside of our skin. But here's the thing about the Catholic Athletes of Christ when it comes to men coaches. You know, the 12 disciples, they walked across deserts with tattered sandals, or they got on rough seas. They had to go be fishers of men. They had to go find them. They had to go hunt for them. The CAC, our athletes come to us. They come into our locker rooms. They beg to be on our rosters. They try out to be on our teams. They're coming to us. So we surely, as Catholic men and women, you know, but I know you're talking about men, we've got to step up to that. So I think God is meeting us in our quietness and bringing our athletes to us and these young men to us through the Catholic Athletes for Christ. But we tell our kids, look, if you're gonna call yourself a football player, you got to practice it, right? If you're gonna call yourself a Catholic, well, what do you got to do? You got to practice it, right? And if I'm going to call myself a Catholic man, well, I better be practicing it. And if I have all these youngsters in my keep, I better be evangelizing them. So we don't have to get on a soapbox. We don't have to be, you know, evangelistic like our Protestant brothers and sisters. We just got to do our job, what's right under our feet. You know, be where your feet are.
You and I have talked before about your journey, about how you travel. You tell a story of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. How can people learn more about you? Let's say they're listening to this right now and they want to hear more about Dan Duddy and they want to figure out how to bring you to their church or their group.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. They can contact me through Catholetes.org. My contact information is there. And I also, wherever I go, I bring the Catholic Athletes for Christ with me.
Yeah.
I mean, they are who I am. DanDuddy.com is another way to get me, too. I do offer a story that has to do with athletics and spirituality and forgiveness because I lost a son in 2014. And that's an amazing story of forgiveness that I'd rather not be able to tell, but I am telling it because my son comes alive every time I tell that story. So I'm here. That's what I'm doing. I love Ray McKenna and what he's founded as president of the Catholic Athletes for Christ, and all those that make up the CAC. Every day there's more people coming on board. We're building a community in the spirit of the body of Christ, and I've never been happier. I'm living life.
We do a lot of the websites, CatholicAthletesForChrist.org, Catholics.org, mm-hmm. or Dan Duddy, that's DUDDY.com.
Yes.
One final thought, as you look out in this room here at the Convention Center in Indianapolis, and you see these faces of these young people, the first word that comes to me is hope. There's a lot of hope in this room.
Yeah, amen,
what
man.
Do you see?
That's what I see, the same thing. It's absolutely hope. There's energy here. The Holy Spirit is here. This is the real deal. We're going to be okay, Will. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll go home and I say, man, the church is in trouble. But, you know, when you come here, we're not in trouble. We're not in trouble. It's so inspiring to be here and see such a large group. The energy is amazing. And, Will, I got to thank you for everything that you do. This is so huge that you step up and you get this done and get the word out on the airwaves. It's a great evangelization in itself. It's great to call you a friend. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you too, brother.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
That's Dan Duddy, and of course you can hear more information about the Catholic Athletes for Christ at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. I know we say that email or that website over and over again because we want you to go there. We want you to visit that page. And really the story, as he talked about there, the story with the CAC is they want to get these chapters in high schools, not just Catholic schools, but in public schools across the nation, help spread the message so that more kids are not afraid. And sometimes, as I talk to a lot of those kids out there, those kids are strong out there, the ones that are out there in that convention. They're strong kids who really believe in their faith. And I know my daughter goes to that, and she's been now to two of them. When she comes back, she's on fire with her faith. And I just hope those kids remember how it felt that weekend and keep it going and spread the news with their friends at their high schools. And speaking of high schools, one real quick thing, high school football, Friday at noon, that's when it all gets started with high school football state championship games. Eastern Green and Pioneer will get it started at 3:30. Brebeuf, the Braves, take on Evans Memorial. That game is Friday at Lucas Oil Stadium. And then the nightcap on Friday is Kokomo Columbus East at 7:05. Saturday's schedule starts at noon with Southridge and Woodland. 3:30 is Lowell and East Central. And then at 7:05, Ben Davis takes on Penn. Ben Davis, 13-0 this year. We had Coach Mike Kirshner on earlier this season here on Catholic Sports Weekly, and we wish the Giants so very, very good luck. That'll do it for us this week. We do appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next week right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who have touched and are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the sports we all love. Listen each Tuesday and Friday afternoon at 4 for Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. This program is underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. More information is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.